Well, when we was little kids growing up in Tampa, Walter and I and all my friends, a man, I forgot what his name was, Mr. Sam, I think. He was a pretty mean guy. And he had a lot of ducks, and we hit a ball in his yard, and he used to not let us get the ball out of his yard, but I was brave enough, they pushed me up to go in his yard since I was the youngest kid, and I jumped the fence. When I jumped the fence, I felt, and about 14 ducks got right on top of me, and ever since then, they've been calling me Quack.
Walter, and your nickname is Dirk.
I used to eat dirt when I was a kid. I used to make mud pies and go in my mom's house and get some sugar sprinkled over them and eat them. I carried that name for a long time, but I changed the T on the dirt. I didn't like the dirt thing, so I put a K on the end and looked in the dictionary and found out what Dirk was, found out it was a gorilla. So I just said, well, I'll keep it.
What about toughest places you played in with segregation?
Waycross, Georgia, I'll never forget. Mm-hmm. We stopped at a filling station in Waycross, Georgia to get gas, fill up, the manager know. And as we got there to get the gas, one of the players got the hose and got on the scene and said, oh, wait a minute. Say those white people for white. He wanted us to get a Coca-Cola bar, fill it up, and dump the gas in the bus. You know, I never will forget that. Mm. So the manager team told us to get back on the bus, and we pushed the bus about 10 miles down the road to another station. I think about that a lot now.
There was a gentleman that recently passed away, Gary Crawford, who you met a couple years ago. And Gary was trying to spearhead a group to take all the living Negro Leaguers to the White House to meet President Obama.
Oh.
He could not get enough backing
and
people to help fund it. He just passed away a couple of months ago, you know.
You see, actually, I don't think that they should have to worry about nobody else taking. Those ball players make enough money to sponsor them Negroes to go to Washington. Some guys make millions of dollars, and what they do with it? They put it in their nose. See, buy them 16-room houses for two people living in it, you know? Yeah. Well, we're not asking for it. I even stood up and told them, we're not asking you for anything. We just want to let you know the trouble we went through to make it possible for your kids. Fred McGriff used to come out to that university and run around that track every day. And I made a mistake, I think, by telling him, man, you should take advantage of all this. Oh, you didn't do nothing to help me. I said, no, all I did was get spit on and call all kind of names, get run out of town and all this. So you can be possible for you to be running around this track here.